Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. So glad you're with us here today on New Life. Joining me today, Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Dave Stoop, and Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio also. And I want to start off just by sharing with you a testimony from a listener that was impacted by New Life. Your ministry is helping me keep from walking around a basket full of tears, from huddling in my bed in a fetal position, from lashing out at my kids with the anger. Your ministry is literally in my lifeline right now in the pain and suffering. A lifeline to God's Word, a lifeline to God. Your job is literally keeping people sane and functional during extreme hardship and crisis and sadness and loss. Your job is saving people's lives. New Life Ministry is saving people's lives. Maybe not like a medical doctor, but spiritual and mental. You all are helping me save my life. And where I could go, from where I could go to where I need to go. Dave recently said that Satan would like very, very much to keep you all off the airwaves and destroy New Life Ministries, because Satan wants us to live in discouragement and pain and disbelief and mistrust and doubting God. And you are helping people heal, because once they heal, even in the midst, they can help others and cross over into enemy territory and release the captives. I definitely believe what Dave said. I will pray for all the more often that God keeps you safe from Satan's attacks. Now, that's from one of our listeners. And if you resonate with that, I hope and pray that you can support this ministry today. This is our last program of the month. And, of course, we're going to be doing three programs today at 1-800-229-3000. So if you can't get through now, you can get through later. But here's a person who truly understands what we're trying to do, and we need your support. We are, I think, Larry, isn't it $100,000 that just the bottom fell out this past week, and we need $100,000 here today? Is that right?
Now it'd be $60,000. We started the month, our projection, we'd be $100,000 short. We got it down to about $40,000 in the last week or so. It's dropped back again. It's the holiday. I don't know what it was, why people have just slowed down and not given as much, but they have. And we just invite you to come in and help us. You know, we have a great ministry. We'll be reading some testimonies more. And if I would encourage, if this program has meant something to you, that you give us a call and tell us what it means to you.
So you're disagreeing with my $100,000 figure?
I'll take $100,000. No. But 60 is the number
so,
right now.
So $60,000, that's better than 100, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Satan is after us. And, you know, in the Christian community, 1 Corinthians 1:13 says, you could talk a good game, so good that you sounded like an angel, but if you did not act in love, you would just sound like a rusty hinge on an old gate. And I'm just praying that you go from talking a good game about being generous to truly showing your love for people that are hurting and to support us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. 1 Corinthians 8:8 says, be a leader in the spirit of cheerful giving. Would you do that? And let us know about it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I want to thank my husband for bringing me here.
The New Life Marriage Weekend is coming to Washington, D.C., July 18th through the 20th.
We are leaving here as new people and a new couple, I think truly with hope for the future.
Join Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Artiber.
And I'm going to be talking about the 7 things that you need to stop right now, and the 7 things you need to start doing in your marriage, and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back, and when you just consider the impact that one person turning their life around has on their family, their children, it really is amazing. You know, just recently when we started tv.newlife.com, I don't think we truly comprehended how much impact that would have on folks. But if you haven't gone there, there is material there that will help you in however you struggle. But to do it, we need your support, and we need your financial help.
Steve, speaking of people's changed lives, I'm sitting here staring at a bowl full of rocks, and these rocks are from the New Life Weekend, the Marriage Weekend, and the Healing is a Choice Weekend. And so let me just read one, because New Life Ministries is about changed lives. So here's a person that says, I surrender my anger at my husband, my anger at my body, my anger at my powerlessness, my shame, my isolation, my past. And this person walked up in front of, you know, 120, 150 people, whatever number of people, and just dropped this into a bucket. And they're saying, this weekend changed my life. Here's another person that says, I surrender all my things to God, my fear, my shame, my guilt, my worry, my anger, my disappointment, my sexual impurity, my life, my grief, my will. And these are real stories, Steve. These are real things that people wrote, that they felt as a result of being at a New Life Weekend. And that's what we say. You know, this ministry sometimes helps people shift their paradigms. It helps people change their direction that they're headed, helps them repent, if you will. Repentance is a turning around. It's a 180 turn. And I just thought I'd read those, because I couldn't agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more that that's what this ministry is. I loved what that person said in that first note that you read of a praise and a testimony.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you just think about the fact that Women of Faith, that we started Women of Faith way back in 1996, and, you know, 4.5 million women later, look at the impact. And we don't know what is the next Women of Faith that's coming up. You know, what is the next movement that God's going to let us be a part of? But we need to get through this summer for it to happen. And so if you can, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. Before we take a call, I'll just read you this real quick quote from C.S. Lewis. He said, I'm afraid biblical charity is more than merely giving away that which we could afford to do without anyway. Jesus honors the amount of sacrifice, not the dollar amount. That's pretty strong statement right there.
Sure is. You know, I listen to public radio, and 3 times a year, at least 3 times a year, they take 10 days, and all they do is raise funds, and they play some music in between, but not a whole lot. And in a sense, we're like, this program is like public radio. Even though you hear commercials, we don't benefit from the commercials. In secular radio, programs get a percentage of the commercial revenue, but not in the Christian radio programs. So we have to pay our own way, and we're just like a public radio station. If you, and what I hear him say, if you like what you hear on this program, then you need to become part of the giving family. And
but you know, unlike public television, our end result isn't somebody feeling better about themselves because they've heard a seminar by someone that, you know, maybe is a New Age thinker. Our result is transformation, and that's why we want to give the result.
Much higher calling.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com if you can help us at all today. Now let's go and take a call, and let's... And by the way, if you are a supporter and you've got a testimony that you'd like for us to hear or why you give, maybe you could get through, and either on this program or one of the other two we'll do after this, we could have you on the air. 1-800-229-3000. Let's talk to Peggy. Hi, Peggy.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm so pleased to be able to talk to you guys. I think you're probably my last hope, or maybe my first and last hope. I have son that currently got out of prison after 7 years. That wasn't his only time. He's been in and out due to drug.
What was he in there
drug.
For?
I beg your pardon?
He was in there for drug?
Drug and drug-related problems, which, you know, with the drugs, you go stealing and all kind of other things.
Sure.
My problem is he's come home after 7 years, and I felt real good about him being here, and he was doing real well for the first 2 or 3 months, and now I can see the same thing happening. I need advice on that. Also, how do you encourage a person that's 52, that's had no life, to get back into some sort of life, work life, or something that can give him a future?
Was he involved in a recovery program when he got out of prison?
No, he's only been out for 5 months.
Well, I mean, but did he go to meetings? He's a drug addict. Did he go to meetings?
Right. No, he hasn't been to anything yet.
Well, see?
So it's inevitable what happens.
Yeah. You cannot get out of prison and expect to stay clean and sober and not get back into the same routine unless you've got all these people around you encouraging you to fight the urges and surrender to a higher power. Just the fact that he wasn't in a program in prison shows you that he wasn't too serious about changing his life. So what you have to say to him is, I see some of the same stuff, and I don't like what I see, and you're headed for trouble. You need to get into a recovery program.
So the first thing is recovery program.
Absolutely. Don't you think, Dave?
Yeah, and
Myron,
you,
what do you guys think?
Peggy, you need to get into a recovery program because you're a part of the whole interplay between you and the drugs and your son. And so I would urge you to go to Al-Anon, and if you don't like the first meeting you go to the second one and go to a third one. Go to try different ones until you find a place where people are winning the battle.
Okay.
And then you will learn the tools you need to have in order to hold his feet to the ground and get
very
him stabilized.
Good.
The other thing I'm suggesting is, you know, the treatment hospitals often have what's called a speaker meeting, and they're very, very good, and they're very educational. You and he go to some speaker meetings together. You don't have to say a word.
Is that at Al-Anon or is that?
No, that's separate. That's an AA meeting, and the hospitals that have treatment programs use it to market But it's the most powerful educational process you and your son can get into, and do it together because it gives you a context to talk about his addiction.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Peggy,
there's another point, too, here that is very important that programs can help a person with, and that is who am I? You see,
right.
your son may not have any clue as to who he is, because when
sure.
we have addictions, we revolve around that addiction. Our whole world revolves around the obtaining, the getting, the selling, the stealing, whatever I have to do to facilitate the
yeah.
addiction.
Yeah.
And your son may, at 52, may not have any idea as to who I am, what my talents are, as Rick Warren would say, what my purpose is, why am I here, et cetera, et cetera. And so another part of what needs to happen with him, the goal isn't just sobriety. The goal is now who are you off of drugs?
Correct.
And so that has to be defined, and it may be a brand new revelation for him to begin to discover. And that's another thing that can happen at some of these recovery programs where they begin to see a guy, you know, start a new business, and they go, oh, that's a great idea. I mean, here in L.A., we have a bakery it's called Homeboy Bakeries. And mm-hmm. I just saw him at LAX mm-hmm. recently.
Yeah.
And it was a priest who grabbed a bunch of guys that were, you know, from the hood and rehabilitated them. And now they have this incredible constructive life going on for them that they believe in.
Great stuff, too, to eat.
And it's great stuff to eat. And, you know, well, I bought their sandwiches. So it's who am I?
Yeah, but I was just thinking, you know, if he stays home and watches television, the chances of somebody meeting him that hires ex-cons and gives them a second
right.
chance
right.
is zero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if he goes to an AA meeting, there they are.
You're right.
There's a good chance he'll meet somebody.
If he stays home, he's going to think, as he's been thinking for 52 years, I'm Peggy's kid.
Right.
Or I'm
yeah,
nobody.
Right. That's right.
Well, strangely
yeah.
enough, the Lord has blessed him with a fabulous artistic ability. He's a tremendous artist.
Okay,
and
then.
He did a lot of artwork in jail.
Good.
But the minute he gets home, it's like, I don't want to do that. And I kind of understood in the beginning that he wants to get out and move around after being incarcerated for 7 years. Naturally, you don't want to sit in
yeah.
one spot.
But that was really
TV watcher kind.
Hey, that was not good thinking on your part. See, you should have been thinking he's got to be as busy and connected as he can possibly be the first day he's out of prison.
Right.
And that's the kind of stuff that you. Yeah, you'll learn that at Al-Anon, and you'll be a big help to him. So hold on. We'll tell you about our drug and alcohol treatment programs and some of the materials that we can give you to help you. But I'm going to give you the book, Walking Into Walls, because he's got some stubborn resistance I would love to see him get over. And I appreciate your call, Peggy. I want to read another testimony from someone who was touched by New Life. She says, I've listened to your program for many years, and it has helped me in so many ways. When I first started listening, I was going through a divorce of 19 years. In addition to the biblical counseling I received, you guys were my free therapists for years. From listening to the broadcast, I have learned how to set boundaries, stand up for what is right, and to have an opinion. Every time I tune in, I learn something new. I have benefited so much from this program. You guys are transforming lives and giving hope to millions. And there's a very important point. We are free therapy to so many people that if we're not here, they don't have any kind of guidance or leadership or counseling. And so if you want to be part of a person hearing God's truth, call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. newlife.com. And there's no better way to call us than give a scholarship. Like if somebody gave Peggy's son a scholarship to Healing as a Choice in Washington, D.C., it could change his life forever. So help us if you possibly can by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. You know,
Hey, Steve.
Back in the Old Back in the Old Testament, Moses asked for gifts to build the tabernacle. And Paul in the New Testament asked for help along the way. So asking for help isn't something new. It's been around for a long time, and we hope that you'll respond to it. Yes, Larry, what did you want to say?
I got a note here from Robbie just a few minutes ago here after the program started. Robbie processes our Club New Life giving, and she said an 82-year-old Club New Life member just called to update her monthly giving. I asked her if she wanted to receive the monthly resources. She laughed. She said, I've already been through the family things, but I give to help the others going through life's hard situations and to help them. So that's the spirit with which we hope you'll give when you make your gift a new life. It's yes,
she's 82.
Yeah, at 82.
Wow, that's great. Wow.
So that's join cool. Club New Life. What a way to help us with monthly regular giving.
Please do. 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. To join us on the program for the next 2.5 hours, it's 1-800-229-3000. Right here with Milan Jurkovic, the author of How We Love, and Dr. Dave Stoop, forgiving our fathers, forgiving ourselves, forgiving the unforgivable, just forgiving everybody. I mean, if there's a forgiveness
forgiving
that needs
Steve
to be
for
done.
That getting the title wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone at some level needs help. You may have prayed for help many times and feel like you've tried everything. Let New Life's Healing is a Choice workshop help. Steve Arterburn and New Life's group counselors help you deal with your challenge.
Before coming to Healing is a Choice, I was completely worn out, defeated, stuck in the realization of my pitiful reality. I've been sinking in my circumstances and my pain.
Anger, depression, sexual abuse, abortion, grief, and other groups help you focus on just the issue you're dealing with.
This weekend has been a total gift. I feel like I finally have a game plan to follow to help healing begin.
The next Healing is a Choice workshop is Friday, July 18th through the 20th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I leave here with practical tools to use to get unstuck, and I leave here with 5 new sisters who totally know where I've been and where I am right now.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We are back and we are behind, and we're asking for your help because we want to see people's lives absolutely changed. And the more support we get, the more we can help.
Steve, can I say one thing before you go
sure.
to a call?
Yes, please do.
You know, we're on here. We're trying to help people see that we have a need. We're reading testimonies. We talk about giving and why it's important. The thing that always kind of confounds me is that unless we make it a desperate plea, sometimes people just don't respond. And we haven't come and said, if we don't get this much money by this date, we're off the air here or there. Because we're trying to avoid that. That's why we're doing this. And so I just want to encourage people, help us to avoid being in that kind of a desperate situations. And if you can make a gift today, it'll be extremely helpful to us. So just wanted to get that in.
Yeah, we don't want to threaten that we're going off the air.
But
Larry may never be let on the air again. But as far as us, we hope to still be there. Hey, let's go to Mary and talk with her. Hey, Mary, how you doing?
Thank you. How are you, Steve?
Great. What's going on in your life today?
Not much. I just wanted to share a little bit of a testimony. I went to Healing is a Choice in 2012.
Oh.
And that was my first experience with New Life, and it was the greatest—I would say—the greatest gift I gave myself, because
wow.
I was going through a lot of pain, and still remember that pain, emotional pain. But you guys were there for me and enabled me with a lot of information that has changed my life, my perspective of life, my judgmental views, and overall, I've been able to help other people. With your resources, I purchased every young men's bottle for my children, and Healing is a Choice, and a lot of other documentary, also How We Love, and so you have opened my life to seeing my eyes to see life in a different view, and more open-minded towards my imperfections.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And it's so great that you went in 2011 and you're singing the praises of the workshop in 2014, which means that the changes you made there were just the beginning. And that's what we love to hear. Thank you so much for calling. I'm going to send you the 7-Minute Marriage Solution, and I hope you will enjoy that book. God bless you, and thanks for just getting in touch with us and letting us know. I hope that's an encouragement to some of you folks that are thinking about going to Healing is a Choice. That is July 18, 19th, and 20th in Washington, D.C. And just as in her case, it literally could change everything in your life. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number to call. Let's go to Brenda. Hi, Brenda. Brenda, how are you? Good. What's going on?
How are you all today?
Good. What's going on?
Good. Well, thank you for taking my call, and just thank you for your ministry. I am a Club New Life member, and I also just joined New Life TV. I think it's great. So,
thank you.
Great.
Prayerfully, we'll be able to keep doing what you all are doing as we continue to support your ministry.
Thank you.
I have a couple questions. I have a couple of questions. I try to be organized so I don't take up too much time. So I wrote all these things down. So I'll ask the questions first. First question is, where would be a good place to start or continue in addressing issues that I am facing in my marriage with my husband, or what kind of things we should prioritize given the issue that I'll talk about a little bit later? And secondly, since I know we'll never be at a perfect place, but I'm trying to figure out maybe at what point would be stable or healthy enough to consider pursuing children via adoption, which is something that we would like to do.
You don't have other children?
No.
Okay.
No, we haven't been able to have kids.
Okay.
Okay.
And the issues, can you kind of even, this is the reason why I just want to definitely make sure we are starting on a solid foundation before introducing children, especially in an adoption situation. But we do have an affair that we have dealt with in our past. I'm going to run through, the issues, and I can give you more details about that. That was in our past just a few years ago. It's not very, very recent, but that is something that we have dealt with. Conflict resolution and communication issues is an ongoing thing that we've been dealing with. I myself deal with depression and anxiety. And also there are also some financial concerns and things. And so it's just a gamut of things that I want to address before moving on, considering having children.
Okay. I want to throw something out, and then we'll hear from Mylon and Dave. But here's what I would say would be a non-negotiable before you adopt a baby. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have this when we adopted Madeline, and boy, do I wish I had. But whatever pressure and tension between the two of you is, and you can't get rid of all of it, once you have a baby, many times that gets worse. And so the non-negotiable is, what do we agree that we will do when it gets worse, when we're stuck? What do we agree right now? Let's sign a document saying we both agree to go see this person or go to this workshop or whatever it is. We both agree to this before we ever adopt this baby. And then we'll take a break and we'll hear what Mylon and Dave think should happen before adoption. You're listening to New Life Live. If you can help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We are back, and we're talking with Brenda. And Brenda wants to adopt, she and her husband, but they've had some problems, and she wants to know how do you know you can handle it? What do you think, Dave, Mylon?
Well, the birth of the first child in any marriage is a very highly critical time in terms of determining the future. And what you said about the agreement, Steve, is great because it's got to involve both people in the parenting. And I think, spend some time, Brenda, with a counselor together, the both of you, in terms of learning some communication skills. For you to kind of come to terms with some of your anxiety. And certainly you want to put the affair behind you and have it resolved so that it's not something that just kind of festers there. But you can't get to a perfect spot before you adopt, and you just want to be in a healthy place. And the healthy means that we can talk about things together and hear each other, and that's to me, that's the big key.
Mylon, any thought there?
Well, the way you asked the question, Brenda, and I think what Dave and Steve are saying here is very important, because the way you phrase the question, it's like, well, we can get over these things before we adopt. And I'd like to suggest, especially with depression and anxiety and conflict resolution, which, by the way, is very much rooted, the problem is rooted in reactivity that people have toward one another. So reactivity, all these things, these are lifetime challenges that we need to be monitoring, and as Stephen Davis said, to be able to work on it and have places to go and promises that we will manage these things. But to be thinking that we're going to get all these things resolved before we adopt is not going to be something you're going to need to work on for a lifetime. That's important to keep in mind. But there are certain things, like the guys are suggesting, that you really need to nail down. And like, what do we do when we're stressed? Do we know how to turn stress into intimacy, or does stress alienate and cause a rupture in our relationship, for instance? Do we know how to comfort one another? So these would be some things I'd suggest that you need to just kind of reset the frame of reference. Dave, what would you say?
You know, I just had a thought too, Brenda, that you find a couple that maybe has adopted, and you look at them and you think they have a good, stable family system going and a good marriage. And ask them to if they will mentor you and your husband. And
that's a good idea.
And that you can come to them, you know, you get together a couple of times every other month or something, but you spend time with each other, and they're the person you turn to first when you hit a snag in the process. And if they suggest that this is beyond them and you need to see a counselor, you listen to them and you do what they suggest.
Yeah. I think that's really good. Let me send you a copy of Mylan's book with Kay, How We Love Our Kids. I hope that will be of help to you.
I actually have that one.
Well, and Steve and Dave, you know, it's also interesting that kids help us grow.
Right.
Amen to that.
You know, really do. They really help us grow. Children sort of are a miracle and a mess, but they expose the messiness in us, and it gives us a chance to then grow. Often people who have children are, you know, the rough edges are, you know, rubbed off. So just a thought.
Okay, well, let's do this. Let's send her Raising Great Kids by John and Henry, and hope that will be a blessing to her. And, you know, when you adopt, you usually are forced to go to some classes that help you clarify some of these things. And I hope that they get involved with those classes. They are very, very helpful. Well, we've been talking about our financial needs and hoping that you can help us in some way. Please, you know, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And so that's in 2 Corinthians 9:7. And so if the work of this ministry brings you joy, if people's lives being totally changed, if marriages being healed, people that were full of fear being free, if those are the kind of things that bring joy to your heart, then give. Cheerfully give to this ministry by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. And one of the people we just talked with, Mylan, you were talking about stress and intimacy. I'm going to put that up on the tv.newlife.com for her to see this, because you just did a great segment on, does intimacy increase or decrease during stress? And it can be an opportunity for greater intimacy. So I want her and everybody else to see that, and you can see that at tv.newlife.com. All right, let's go to Chris. Hi, Chris. Welcome to New Life. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Thank you, Steve.
Great.
And also thank you, Dave and Mylan, for taking my call. I'm a long-time listener.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Chris. We're delighted to have you.
How could we help you today?
Well, I know I need to get straight to the question, and I have that ready. How do I have a relationship with my father without my narcissistic mother?
Okay. Your mother doesn't want you to have a relationship with your dad?
I don't have. Presently, I have been no contact with both of my parents for about a year and a couple of months, and for good reasons. And my mother is on her deathbed, and I recently contacted my father, and I sent my mother a note because I believed that she was going to pass, and she didn't. I sent her a note just forgiving her, but I feel like I'm back in the snake pit, so to speak, and I don't really know how to have a relationship with him without her. Mm-hmm. He's one of those people who is kind of fused with my mother, and there is there is no him without her.
Well, let's see what the guys think. When you hear this, what are you guys thinking?
Well, I would begin by spending time with them separately. You say she's on her, was on her deathbed. Is she incapacitated at all?
She is. The thing that really got to me and made me realize that I needed to forgive her was that she's developing dementia. Mm. And that really was kind of a game changer for me. She's I've been to several counselors and psychiatrists who believe she has narcissistic personality disorder, but she has said some horrific things over the years, and I just, for my own well-being, I can't have a relationship with her.
Well, if things are deteriorating, it's up to your dad. I would just simply say to Dad, you know, I need to spend some time with just you.
Or I want to.
Yeah, I want to. And it's going to depend on his response. He may feel so obligated if they're kind of a fused couple that he can't leave her, but you at least go for it.
And he may be thinking there'll be plenty of time for that. She's close to death and dementia,
yeah,
that he doesn't want to cause a conflict right now. Mylon, any thoughts on this?
When people are fused, it's very possible, with your mom being the person you described, Chris, that your dad is fused with her because he's afraid of her and he's held in her gravitational field due to her intimidation, and he's afraid to resist. So the question is, how long have they been married, by the way?
Oh, goodness. They have been married for 50 years.
Okay. So
my family, I just wanted to make one other point, and then I'll be quiet. My family is completely split. Almost, we have, you know, most people don't talk to another family member because of my mother.
Yeah.
I only speak to one other relative. I don't even speak to my own brother because of my mother.
Okay, well, so the question then is both Steve and Dave have already said, you want to begin to ask them, you know, do you want to have a relationship, you know? And can I ask a very difficult question? You said she was on her deathbed, and I'm not clear yet. Is her death imminent, or is she just kind of hanging on? What's going on here?
She's kind of hanging on. She's made it through. She has kidney problems, heart problems, and recently a thyroid, a complete removal. We all thought she was going to die.
Okay.
She had three surgeries.
She's too stubborn to die, Chris.
Yeah, she might be too stubborn. Yeah. So what I would do is
glad they don't listen to this show.
I would decide to call your dad personally, and call him individually and ask him if you could have coffee with him one morning, and just tell him, you know, Mom's not going to be around forever, and I'd like to have a relationship with you. What do you think about that? And you start to plant a seed.
And then I would work on your brother and the other members that you cut off from, because that would be one of my goals if I were in your shoes, is that I begin to get free from the consequences of my mother's craziness.
That's right.
Well, my brother is narcissistic as well, so that is going to be a very difficult thing. Well,
he could still become a project for you there. We'll take a break and come back. 1-800-229-3000.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle, right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are, and they give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems, and where to get help, and how to get help, and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. newlifenewhope.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Hey, we are back, and Larry Sonnenberg is still in the studio with us because we are in need of some people stepping up and helping us to continue to do what it is that we love to do, and that is to transform people's lives. Larry?
Well, a couple of thoughts. First is, I think in a way we suffer a little bit because we're not as hard-hitting as some ministries are in trying to twist arms and guilt people into giving. And so I just want to encourage folks that that's not our style. We have rarely had to go there, and we don't want to go there. We don't want to be desperate. But the point one of the points I want to make is we talk about our radio program. We talk about our counseling network. We talk about the workshops. But something that gets overlooked a lot is our call center. We kind of take it for granted. We refer people there. And I want to read you a note that came into our call center. I don't remember when this was, but it says, a gentleman named Alan wrote into the call center expressing thanks for doing God's work. He called 800 New Life because his wife committed suicide and his 12-year-old son was scheduled for brain surgery 5 days later. He lost his house and all of his material possessions. The police were accusing him for being responsible for his wife's death. He was feeling down, hopeless, and worthless, and his only thoughts were on how to stop the pain and guilt. He was listening to our show, and he heard a story that touched him. He felt God leading him to call 800 New Life, and he describes his experience when he did call. And here's what he said. I was greeted by you. You were very kind, and I just poured out my heart. I never felt put down or less than I am. I just had to stay on the phone and let it all out. You had a way of being there and holding me accountable for myself. You just stayed on the phone with me and made me feel you cared. Now I have a counselor and groups, and instead of a way out, I'm looking for a reason, for a purpose, for a way to use this for good. Thank you, and God bless you and New Life. And so,
amen.
What you hear on the radio, Steve, you get the credit for this. The attitude, the spirit of the organization flows from the top. And there are a group of people at our call center that are willing people to listen, to help, to encourage, to want you to find the way out of the mess that you're in. And that's why we encourage you to call them. So if you're like this gentleman, or maybe it's not that big of a crisis, maybe you just have a hitch in your giddy-up and you need some help.
A hitch in your giddy-up, yeah.
But call us at the call center. Let us help you. And
what's so funny is the call center is in Dallas, Texas, where people ride horses. And so if you got a hitch in your giddy-up, that'd be great to call right there because you're right near Fort Worth.
The temptation has always been to do something less expensive and farm out people on the call center. But we felt like the culture of New Life couldn't be picked up by some contract call center. And so we have paid the price for our own call center, and we need help and support for that if you possibly can.
Whoever answers the phone, you get a live voice. You're not going to get a recording, say, punch one for this or two for that. You're going to get somebody that's right there and will be able to help you.
And you know what? These guys and men and women are the unsung heroes
they are.
Of New Life because we're the public voice. But these people are the private ones with you on the phone, on the front line, and they are amazing. I've heard them take calls. I sat there one day in the call center, had lunch with them all, and I sat there and just listened to them. Mm-hmm. They are amazing. They're tender, compassionate. They're bright. They're all these great things. So,
and they're smart because they know what to tell people.
Well, and that's right. And they
it's
hear
not
the,
just listening.
They
it's
hear
really
they hear very much the same thing over and over and over again because us human beings aren't that inventive. So it's true. A praise that they're there.
Amen.
Yep, and also, you know, just like behind the scenes at the call center, you've got people behind, a lot of people behind the scenes at tv.newlife.com that puts all that together. And that is such quality help for the secular as well as the Christian world. And so when you support us, you are supporting us not just with a call center, not just with workshops or counselors or a radio show or just a TV place where a site where we can go in depth. You're supporting all of that. But none of it is more important than to realize that it's all about transformation. From 1988 until today, there has never been one other goal of this ministry than transformation. And we started this ministry in Anaheim, California, with a psychiatric program, a Christian psychiatric program, in a secular hospital. And we still have people tell us they were in that program. They were helped, and their lives were turned around. Now we do what we used to do in hospitals. We do it on the weekends in these intensives, because that is what transformation is all about. That's where it takes place, and we can't do it without you coming alongside and giving us help. And so if God is moving you, if God is touching your heart to support this ministry, please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE, or go to newlife.com. As we've said, you know, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And if this is the kind of ministry that brings joy, support us, please. And, you know,
Steve?
Yes, sir.
Henry Nouwen put it this way. He said, when those with money and those who need money share a mission, we see a central sign of new life in the Spirit of Christ. And he said, later on, he says, therefore, those who need money and those who can give money meet on the common ground of God's love. God then is able to provide every blessing in abundance. And what a common ground of God's love, mm-hmm. better than what we're doing here at New Life.
And well, so, that's so true.
That's our invitation for you to support this ministry.
Well, if God is moving you to give, there are some questions that you can ask. You know, am I giving what I can afford, or am I truly listening and giving at a level that God wants me to give? Does my gift, is it just kind of leftover money, or does it stretch my faith a little bit? Does my gift show that I have a value, an eternal reward that is greater than any material thing that I could do with my finances here on earth? And does this amount demonstrate that I love Christ and how much I love Christ? Those are some things to consider when you're being moved by the Lord to give. Does it express gratitude to God for all of the blessings that I've received? Those are some things to consider. And if you feel like the Lord moving you to help us, we wouldn't have spent this much time on it today if we didn't really need your help. So call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to newlife.com.
And just remind that we're going to be here for 2 more hours, and the people that are online, that just to hang on, we'll take them in the next program.
Yeah, 1-800-229-3000 for the next couple of hours. We will be here, and I hope you can join us then. And if you have a story of praise or about giving or about going to one of the workshops, hope you'll call us at 1-800-229-3000. On behalf of all of us at New Life, thank you. God bless you. Have an amazing weekend. We love you. We'll be praying for you. You pray for us. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.